Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks for listening. And we are just learning some details on this first day of the month that could be the biggest blockbuster story in the very early days of the campaign for the 2016 presidential nomination. Official papers seem to have been filed in Westchester County, New York, family court. Someone named Hillary Rodham Clinton has filed for divorce from a William Jefferson Clinton. Now, whether or not this is the former First Lady and former Secretary of State and the former President of the United States has not been officially confirmed. There have been no statements yet from either camp. One political analyst who would only speak unnamed said a divorce at this stage of the campaign would deliver unbelievable momentum to the candidate, strike an unmistakable chord for Hillary's independence. It would confound her conservative critics by blowing the email controversy out of the headlines and be the biggest political game-changing divorce of the last several centuries. In fact, this analyst said it would be a divorce with as big a role in power politics as King Henry VIII. We have no indication of what the circumstances are in this divorce proceeding, and since we at The Takeaway are on the leading edge of this story, we will be following the ripples and repercussions all hour and all day long. Just allow me to add before you start tweeting, Hillary dumps Bill. This is wrong. This is a hoax. This is a joke. This is a surprise, our little celebration of April Fool's Day. And while we're at it, let's reiterate our respect for the institution of marriage, the Clintons' marriage and everyone else's marriage. And we are sorry if we caused anyone to drive off the road or to slip in the shower or to experience any consternation at all. I wish I could tweet you the faces on my friends in the control room right now here at The Takeaway. But later this hour, we will speak about how the brain is actually hardwired for surprises like this.